Welcome to another Book on the Shelf podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We talk about books. We talk about writing. We even have a book club. Mm-hmm. And when we started, we never talked about the books.
Nope.
So that's why we have this podcast.
Yay!
Today's episode is brought to you by a blog post. Have we been slacking on blog posts? Is it my fault? Let's not really talk about it.
I think it's a joint effort.
Well, you know. The problem was, like, I started anything. It, and then it turned into a slippery slope that you just let me slide down, and then I kind of grabbed you and dragged you down, too.
I think that instead of blaming either one of us, we should blame
August.
August. And the beginning of this month.
Yeah. August and September, no go. But my last blog post, or one of the most recent ones, was 5 books I should have read by now. This isn't necessarily just like, oh, we all have our TBRs, you know, our to-be-read mm-hmm. pile, the giant piles on our bookcases. And when I say giant, I mean gigante.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
But of all of those books, there's ones that, like, how have we not read this? Mm-hmm. And some, like, for different reasons. Some of them are current, topical, new release, favorite author, had for 17 years. You know, like, what there's yes. a lot of different reasons why we should have read them by now. And I feel like everyone has this pile.
Oh, they must.
Right?
Yeah. The books you've either, like, recently got that you're like, yeah, I should have read this by now, just because, you know, like you said, it's current. Or the ones you've hung on to over the years where you're like, I really should have read this by now because I've owned it for 15 years of my life.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Or just like the book that someone's always talking about and you're like, oh yeah, I really want to read that. I really want to read that. And then for some reason you just haven't read it yet.
I also just had the realization of, because in my head I was thinking of like physical. So like physical books on my shelf.
Oh yeah, same.
But now I'm also realizing
even look at those
on my Kobo and how many of those also apply to, I mean, aside from the fact that, again, there's a lot, but like, why haven't I read these by now?
Yeah.
All right, then let's go. Cool.
Yeah. Let's dive in.
Let's start firing some off. Let's talk.
Okay. So the first one I thought of was The Parable of the Sower by Octavia Butler.
Ooh.
Which has been on my list for ages.
Mm-hmm.
Ages. Like, forever.
Yeah.
At least since I've heard about it. And, you know, I do think it is actually topical, despite the fact that she wrote it in...
Mm-hmm.
God, when did she write this? It's an older one. Let's find out.
Yeah,
1993.
Like what? Oh, what? In my head, her writing time was... older than that.
Yeah, me too. I actually thought it was the 80s. I'm not going to lie to you. Although 93, I suppose, is not that far yeah. removed from the 80s.
So what is either it about? Way. Why should you have read it by now?
Either way. So. I'm going to read a little bit of the back here.
Okay.
When global climate change and economic crises lead to social chaos in the early 2020s,
oh, God.
California becomes full of dangers, from pervasive water shortage to masses of vagabonds who will do anything to live to see another day.
Oh, no.
You can see why I haven't read it yet. But it's like, it's one of those books that's considered like a classic of the sort of dystopian, you know, sci-fi canon.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've been meaning to read it for ages, but I think my problem really has been every single time I pick it up to read it, I'm like, that sounds extremely real.
Yeah. That's a little...
And like, the thing is, I do think it might actually have, you know, a hopeful cast to it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to bring myself to read it. And it has a sequel, which is called Parable of the Talents.
Mm.
Yeah. And apparently it's very good. You know, I want to read it. I really do. But, you know, global climate change and economic crises in the early 2020s
Yeah, that's
sounds
a little too
just a
specific.
little too close to home.
Like, just too
And
specific.
I fear that reading it will be like, wow, Octavia Butler was clearly a prophet. Don't know
Oh
that I want
man.
that, you know?
Yeah.
It begins in 2024, so yeah.
We're probably not gonna get anything together by then.
So anyway, that's that one. What's one of yours?
Let's see. Well, going off of my blog post, one of the ones that, like, again, this is the one that I kind of like feel the most. Well, now that I'm looking at the rest of the stack, there's more, but you know what I mean. The Prophets by Robert Jones
Ah,
Jr.
yes.
We've talked about this a lot. It came out last, like, I think at the end of January, beginning of February of 2021. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I have to
The
remember,
last
like,
couple
when we
years have
were.
really blurred together, so I mean, hard to say.
Now, I know part of it that I haven't read it is I do have the physical copy because I got it on the day it came out. It's hardcover and she thick.
Right.
Which, like, physically, just because, like, I don't know, holding books is hard in my hand. I know that's part of it, but you know, it follows two enslaved men in the Deep South who fall in love on a plantation, and then, you know, the relationship gets threatened. And it's one of those things where, obviously, continually, but especially even like at that point last year, like, that was such a huge topical thing. And I just remember because, like, so many people were just like, oh, you know, like, that wouldn't have happened. But it was like, yeah. Like, well, it's not like all of a sudden queer people just, like, showed up.
Yeah.
To think that, like, something like
It's
that with, like, two.
actually shocking to see the number of people that believe queer people just like didn't exist until like even when people talk about Stranger Things, they're like they can't all be gay. It was the 80s. I'm like, do you know anything about the 80s? But
Yeah.
also like queer people didn't just pop up out of nowhere like
Yeah, like, have we had any, like, history of Greece?
Right? Right? Like, what happened in the 80s that was specifically centered on queer people? I think it was kind of major.
Yeah, slightly. And that's just it, right? So, like, just the fact that, like, two men in the Deep South, even though it's the South, like, yes, absolutely, like, being enslaved, plantate, like, all of those people still existed. All different types of people in those situations existed. So, especially after we read James Baldwin, I just really, really wanted to read it. And
Yes.
yeah, at this point, I haven't. Which obviously leads right into the giant stack of James Baldwin that I have.
Yeah, I almost pulled one of my James Baldwin into this stack as well. I think that merit
Because.
being there. Because again, like we both loved, it was Another Country we read first, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We both loved that one so much. And then I was like, I immediately need to read everything he's ever written. And then I
Yes.
proceeded to not do that.
Yeah, I got four of them. The Devil Finds
Yeah.
Work, Giovanni's Room, The Fire Next Time, and Notes of a Native Son. I've also clearly read the first three pages, two pages, first page, first page, of Giovanni's Room because I have one of my little washi tape marks.
Oh, nice. I have Giovanni's Room on my shelf and it's on my list of books to read this year, so
That's why I was just, like, picking them
gonna
up. I was like,
happen.
wait, washi tape mark? I guess I read the first page. And, like, these are just, oh. Especially, like, The Fire Next Time. It's talking about, I think it's this one, right? Or is it The Devil Finds Work? Maybe it's The Devil Finds Work. But one of them is about film. Oh, yeah, it's The Devil Finds Work.
Oh,
He
I didn't
talks,
know that.
yeah, it's a bunch of his essays. And what does it say here? I don't know. Offering an inclusive look at racism in American movies and a vision of America's self-delusions and deceptions, Baldwin challenges the underlying assumptions in such films as In the Heat of the Night, like, oh my God,
Ooh.
Who's Coming to Dinner, and The Exorcist.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, oh my God, James Baldwin writing film essays, which is all I did for 4 years in university. And yeah, haven't even cracked it. Ugh.
Oh, man.
I know.
Well, now I need that one.
That's what I'm saying. God. Like, it's so... And I know, and especially, like, and I know part of it, too, with the prophets. Not so much now, so, like, maybe I'll tackle it this fall, winter. Tackle is the wrong word. That makes it sound like it's difficult. It's not that. I meant just read it. At that point in time, like, it's an important subject, but it's a mm-hmm. heavy subject.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have been in lockdown again.
Yeah.
Or no, that 2020, when are we? No, that was for our, like, 6-month lockdown that we had. We would have been, like, part of one of those big ones.
Right.
And just everything in the world. Like, it was just, it was too much.
Yes.
Like, I couldn't, like.
I mean, I've barely been able to read a single thing.
Yeah. Right? Like, that's what it's been, right? So, like, reading's been hard, but then also.
Yes.
Reading things that are important. Really, is it the only word that I can, the best way mm-hmm. to describe it? At that time, like, it was just, like, watching the news or checking the Twitter feed. Like, I know for some people, like, they sort of work through it and process things by diving more in, whereas, like, I needed to separate myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I know, like, that's for sure, like, a big part of the reason why, like, in the end, I just couldn't bring myself to read at the time, but absolutely should have read by now.
Yeah.
Because it's not like it was a year ago. It's like a year and a half ago. That's a year and 3/4 ago.
Oh, I was going to say, we're, like, closing in on, like, 2 years now. Which actually segues very nicely into another one of my books that I should have read by now, which is 21 Things You May Not Know About the Indian Act.
Oh, yeah.
Which, again, I've had on my shelf for ages. Mm. It is tiny. It's tiny, okay? Yeah. This thing is only... Let me see here. 170 pages long.
Mm,
and the back, like, third of it is all appendices.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I don't actually think it would be that taxing to read.
Well, I think that's part of it. Like, it's almost the reverse, right? Where, like, the prophets is mm-hmm. like, too long. Whereas that... Because it's short, so, like, that's kind of, like, a one-and-done sit-down. But then that means that you... Because, right, with the prophets, like, I could read a bit and then be like, you know what? I need to put this down for a little bit.
Right.
But, like, that one would have to be like, okay, like, you're doing this. So you have to, like, get into that mindset.
And I do think that that is part of what has held me back from it, is it does seem like the kind of book that I just want to, like, sit down and kind of read almost all in one go. Or, like, even if not all in one go... Like, fairly close together.
Yeah.
Just because it's gonna be cohesive that way, right? Where mm-hmm. there's a lot of, like, history stuff and...
Yeah.
And, like, I think it's gonna be really interesting.
Yeah.
And obviously very important.
Yes.
To see what is written into the legislation of this country regarding Indigenous peoples.
It's going to end up being one of those things where it's like, okay, you know, you're, like, and then you're going to be like, what? Because there's going to be, like, some of the things that are just, like, beyond stupid, ridiculous.
Yeah, like there's going to be the things that that I'm not going to be surprised about, because I do know a certain amount about what has gone on, but I'm sure there's going to be other things where I'm going to be like, excuse me now?
Yeah. And again, like, that's one of the things, too, that, like, I love about books and reading, right? It is like, we can obviously, like, you can learn and educate yourself by reading a book. Yeah. But just, you know, those things that we do know, or at this point, like, the last time I took any sort of, like, Canadian history or, like,
mm-hmm.
any history that wasn't art history related, because that was my, like, other major in high school, university. But just so anything... like, world history, Canadian history, I haven't done since, like, junior high.
Right.
And even then, which obviously, like, in junior high, you don't realize how curated.
Oh, yeah. Like, heavily.
Like, what we learn is, and then now you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So they were just telling us a few things. But then, so, like, a book like that, which really, like, that should be a textbook.
Right.
feel like I was also going somewhere. Now I'm just completely distracting myself. But just like, oh, right. I like reading. That was my point. But just like something like that where, you know, you are going to get so much out of it.
Yeah, for sure. But and then, it's important. Like, it's probably something everyone who lives in this country should read.
Yeah.
There's that one.
So I think kind of because we've sort of been like just sort of touching on all of these very like, I'm gonna like as we've been using like the word importance, because I just don't really know how else to say it, because it's just,
I know, right?
Right, like that's just the best way, I think. One of the other ones that I had mentioned in my blog post too was Rib King by Lady Hubbard.
Yes,
she'd wrote The Talented Ribkins. I can't remember the whole title now, which was really good. And this technically is in the same universe, but it's kind of a play on, you know, if you think of like Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, that like, you know, the face of, you know, an older black person being the, not logo, what's the word I'm looking for? Mascot? I don't know.
I mean, not the right word. Yeah, it's not. I was gonna say it's not quite mascot, but it's like the like face of.
Yeah, like Colonel Sanders. Like, what is? Who is? There's a word for that, and I'm just spacing.
Isn't it?
I can't. But either way, being the face of a company, and kind of going from there, which obviously was a huge thing last year, because after 2020, then last year I think exactly like Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben. I think Uncle Ben's is still called Uncle Ben's. But I think the picture is different.
Okay.
Whereas I don't think Aunt Jemima is called Aunt Jemima anymore.
What's it called?
I cannot remember, but that is, I'm 100% sure that that's a thing that happened.
Interesting.
And it was, again, it was kind of another one of the ones where, number one, like, I just love Lady Hubbard's writing, and the story was going to be good, but then I was, it was just in that moment of, like, I can't do this right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I kind of have, like, different pile, like there's the books that I like mentally couldn't read when I got them, but should have read them by now, and then I have others that are just I've had for so long.
Yeah.
What are some of the ones that you've just like had for a really long time?
Okay, so I have a book called Flaubert's Parrot by Julian Barnes that I'm a little bit, I don't know why I kept it in my last cull. I mean, not that it doesn't sound good. I have had this book since my fourth year seminar class in undergrad. So, 2009?
Yeah.
I've had it since 2009. Oof. And I haven't read it. I was supposed to read it for that class, and I haven't read it. I've had it for ages, and I've just hung on to it for some reason, and I haven't read it yet, and I should have read it just because I've hung on to it for this long. Why haven't I read it yet? And once again, it's not that long. It's under 200 pages. Like,
yeah. Right. I don't know. Yeah. It's just such a weird thing. Like,
yeah.
And I know part of it is, again, you know, especially over like the last few years, but half of these books that we've had prior to these times, we'll call them these times, in the before times, still had like what, like I feel like I wasn't having reading slumps in the way that I have been now, right? Or at least I wasn't as like cognitive about it, maybe.
Yeah,
because obviously, again, I've been, I guess, paying more attention to what I've been reading, obviously, since we started the book club and the podcast, etc. But yeah, like, I have Ghost World, which I was given as a gift in probably, like, 2008, 2009.
So glad we've both hung on to books for more than a decade.
And, you know, like, that was one of my favorite films, like, during, cause did it come out just before film school? Somewhere in there. Yep, and, like, I didn't even know that that's actually what it was based off of. Like, that book is far older than the film and stuff.
Ghost World came out in 2001.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I would have been in school. So crazy. But yeah, and there's just, And like now, obviously, like I primarily read graphic novels, so like it's one of those where like now I almost feel more like I'm saving it a little bit, but in a
Right.
like gotta get it done this year, like get your head out your arse, like but yeah, I don't know. I even have one that is Dennis Lane, who's like one of my favorite authors, which I feel like I haven't read in ever. I feel like he is not, whereas I think some authors kind of like use the pandemic for like churning stuff out. I don't think he did.
Right. You know what? Valid. That's so valid of him.
But yeah, I have one of his that I've literally never read. When did this book come out? I remember it came out one time when my mom was visiting and we were at the bookstore and I was like, here, read this. Or here, buy me this. And it worked. I don't know. We were at the
Nice.
bookstore. She was buying books. I slipped one in, you know. Like you do when you
Buying
were little with
statues.
candy, but I was a
Yeah,
full
totally.
ass grown up. Oh yeah,
I
this was
mean, to
like
be fair, I also did
2009.
that as a kid when we went to the bookstore. I'd be
Well,
like,
yeah.
here.
I'm
Well,
trying to
that's
think if I have
diehard.
any from. I have some books still from when I was in university, but they, like I've read them, like Blood Meridian and.
Oh yeah. Oh,
Yeah, like
Blood Meridian.
I don't think I have
Whew.
any that are that old that I haven't read. Yeah,
Okay.
that's a whole other separate topic. Blood Meridian and what's his face?
Cormac McCarthy.
Yes, please. That's it. Because yeah, all the other ones of his that I've gotten purchased since then I have read. Yeah, I don't think I have any that are quite that old, like university old.
Yeah, it's I think I got rid of some of the other ones that I hadn't read from university. Just because I was like, you've read this by now, you're not gonna, except for some reason I hung on to Flaubert's Parrot. But I also have had The Stand by Stephen King on my shelf for I don't know how long, not that long, but
And see, this
close to
is
that long.
that one I would categorize, right? So I have my quote, like my important books, my God, I've had these for a long time books.
Right.
And then the other pile is for physical reasons. And I would, at least in my head anyway, because you have a physical copy of The Stand,
I do.
which like brave. Like in my head, like
It's a mass market too. It's
for me that would be a this is physically too big.
I
So I've
mean,
put it
this is
off.
the thing, right? Like this definitely part of it is like part of the reason I have not read this book, it is so freaking long. Like in this mass market version with its fairly small font, it is.
Oh yeah, those ones always have such tiny font.
Yeah, it's oh.
Oh
1,439
God.
pages.
Oof.
Yeah.
File that under.
Right. So I haven't read it yet because I know it's going to take me a very long time to read. And also, then I was like, oh, like maybe now that I have time, I'll read The Stand. Do you know what The Stand is about? Right. A mutated strain of the flu wipes out 99% of humanity within a few weeks. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to do this right now. Because that's a lot. So there's that also, is that it's a plague. So I was like, you know what? Maybe that's not the right time for Stephen King's The Stand. So. One day, it's gonna happen one day.
Well, and that's
Just
why
don't
I
know when.
got Dune on my Kobo
Oh, yes, that's another one.
because number one, it was going to be smaller and I could like handle it
Right.
physically better because I was like, oh my God, this is going to be. Oh, I don't have my Kobo here, so I can't tell how many pages it is. Or at least what it would, how many pages it would end up being on my Kobo.
Right.
So I always end up doing my weird tiny writing, so it always ends up being so many less pages. I don't know. It works for me. One of the ones that I have that I 100% have not read for physical reasons is parts two and three of the Southern Reach trilogy.
Ah,
So
yes.
Jeff Vandermeer, Annihilation is the first one, which I borrowed from you and like burned through in a day or like 2 days.
I know, right?
And that's why then I was like, oh, I'll get parts two and three. Like I need to get them. And it was a like a all
Oh,
three
did
in
you get
one.
the yes.
Which again, in my head, not smart. Because number one, that means it's thicker. And I always have a
Yeah.
problem with thicker books. But it's not hardcover, so that like it is fine. But it has deckled edges.
Oh no.
To the point where I've literally been like, am I gonna have to get rid of this and then like buy the like individual ones? Because
I mean, maybe. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't read those two follow-up ones as well because I really enjoyed Annihilation. And I mean, like maybe part of it was just the like slander from other people being like they're not as good.
Like,
But like I've also heard from other people that they are good. They're just like different. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
I think that's like the one thing that I'm relatively good at is like not caring about reviews and stuff because I know that I have such, I don't know, like particular taste that like if I'm interested, you know, it's even like with movies when
Yeah.
everyone's like, oh my God, it's failing at the box office. Okay, but it has everything that I want in a movie, so I'm gonna watch it.
I mean,
And it's the same with
also,
like
like,
books, you know, like.
how many cult classics failed in the box office? Come on now.
Learned anything? So yeah, like I think either way, like I mean, unless Authority, which is the second part, like just sweet effing blows,
Right.
which like I can't see that it would like
No, me neither.
be somehow that bad, like
Right? Like, there's no way.
yeah. Although at this point I would maybe want to like
Reread
quickly,
Annihilation?
yeah,
Yeah.
quickly reread it, or at least, you know, maybe do a little Cliff's Notes, Cole's Note,
Yeah,
whatever.
totally.
But yeah, that's like, and like that's when like I just really would want to read, because like I just had so much like science and science fiction stuff going on in my brain, and like I mean it's more like space related versus whatever the Southern Reach trilogy is. But it's scientific of some kind.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, I keep thinking about it, and then like I pick it up and I'm like, I
I
can't do
know.
it.
I know.
Tell the world what deckled edges are. We've talked about this, we've complained about this, and we will complain about it until we die.
It's when they don't finish the book. They don't finish making it. And yes, I am being petty about this, but like, quite frankly, that's what's happened. They're just like, oh, let's keep these horrible, uneven pages at the end that normally we would scrape off as part of the process of finishing a bound book.
Yeah, right?
Let's
Because it's
just keep it.
because you take like all the pages are
Yeah, all
technically
the.
in like little tiny individual booklets, right? So
Yes,
like
yes.
of, you know, however many pages, but and then it's all smushed together. And then they have the big guillotine thing and they chop off the top and the bottom and then like the open edge.
Yes.
Except they don't, because
Except
some
they
people
don't.
think makes them look old and classic and so wonderful. How do you turn a page? How do you touch it? No, okay, I can't.
It's infuriating. I find it infuriating. The fact that my copy of How to Write an Autobiographical Novel is deckled edges makes me
That makes me
want to
so sad.
cry. Right.
And that was one
Like, it
that
makes me want to seek out a version of this book that doesn't have deckled edges
because that's what it is.
and
That
do
was
a trade
one that
piece.
I had on my Kobo, and because I have a list on my phone of like books that I want to get in real life, in
Oh,
like physical
yeah.
copies. Because I've been reading a lot of graphic novels on Hoopla. Shout out to Hoopla. But there's been some that I was like, ooh, like this is one that should at some point definitely like be on my shelf.
Right.
So I have a list of those, or like ones that I've had on my Kobo or whatever. And yeah, as per our last episode, how to write an autobiographical novel, I was like, oh, this is probably one, like, it's like, you know, I could put it next to like On Writing or like
Yeah,
the
totally.
writing books and whatever. But then you said it had deckled edges, and I was like, oh, cool. Good thing I read it on my Kobo, because otherwise it would be a book that that I haven't read but should have read by now.
Yeah, it's the worst. I hate it. I hate them so much.
Oh man, what are some other ones you got?
I have Persuasion by Jane Austen,
Ah.
which I've read a lot of Jane Austen. I mean, maybe not a lot of Jane Austen.
Yeah.
I've read like half of her stuff, maybe. Pride and Prejudice, Emma. What's that other one?
I
Mansfield
literally have no.
Park.
Ah, I was like, I literally have no idea.
I feel like there was another one I read and I don't remember what it was. But Persuasion has just always been on my list as one I really want to read. It was her last one. apparently it's quite different from her other ones.
I feel like that was also turned into a movie though, right?
Yes, recently. I think it has been fairly universally panned. Mostly because, and like, I get it, just from what I, like, listen, from what I understand about Persuasion.
Yeah.
As being, like, still with the classic Jane Austen humor, but with, like, a slightly more serious, less, like, lightly romantic tone, right? Like, whereas all of her other ones, everyone ends up together at the end. I don't know if they end up together at the end of this one. But it's, like, the whole premise of it is the main character had turned down this man that she loved for some reason. And it's, like, it's more, like, love lost rather than all these other ones where it's, like,
yeah,
I don't know. And I think they went a little too cutesy and like, haha, Jane Austen. Like, of all the ones to do it with, I don't think Persuasion was the correct choice.
Yeah.
Like, there are ways to do it, like the way that you turn Emma into Clueless.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, I just think Persuasion was probably not the correct choice for that. But anyway, the reason I haven't read this one is I don't actually... Okay, so I do have a copy. However, it's a fairly old copy. Like really old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm worried it's going to fall apart if I read it old.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I just haven't... I don't have a readable copy. So I need to either, like, get one on my Kobo or something. Because I worry that I'll destroy this copy. And it's really cute, like, pocket paperback from
you'd want to, like,
so
get a library book instead or something.
Yeah, exactly. I need to do that. But,
well, I feel like that's just another pile for me in general, except for the fact that I don't own any of them, is classics. Like, I think that's one of those ones where, like, that kind of falls under anyone who's, like, a quote-unquote reader. There's certain classics, like, oh, you should have read that. And obviously, as I always talk about, many of those books I did not know existed until well after university because of where I grew up. And, like, not really in, like, a... that they were, like, banning books or whatever. It was just that, like, it was never talked about. You know, and, like, I'm sure they were in the library.
Right.
But if I didn't know they existed, how would I know to go get them?
For sure.
Right? And so I'm sure that's also why, like, I don't actually care about reading any of them. Like, or, like, that's not a genre that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas had I grown up reading them, because, I mean, right? We just talked about Little Women and, like, oof, we couldn't even finish that. So in my head, all the, like, the Jane Austens, the whatevers, like,
Jane Austen like is so immensely, like, readable, I will say.
Okay. Well, that at least is something. Because I feel like there's so many of those that, like, technically should be on my... You should have read this by now.
Yeah, like, I have a really hard time with Dickens.
Yeah, I feel like that'll just... Yeah, no.
Everyone's like, oh, Great Expectations, Great Expectations. Too many times I've tried to read Great Expectations. So I guess that's what I should have read by now. It's still on my shelf. It's still unread. I've tried to read it at least 5 times, and I've given up every single time. I did read A Tale of Two Cities. That one was fine. I just, like, I don't know if I just, like, don't care what he has to say or... And I feel bad, you know? I feel like he was saying some important things at the time.
That's a huge part of it, too, especially with those classics. Right? Like, yes, these are classics for a reason. You should have read them by now. But are they even remotely relevant? Like, what are you going to get out of it that, you know, like, would it not be better to maybe read something new? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So Dickens may just not be for me, and that's fine. But I do want to make my way through all the Jane Austens because I love Jane Austen. Yeah.
What else you got?
That was, like, most of my stack that I took out here, I'm not going to lie. Although I'm sure I have many, many more. I mean, the entire Chronicles of Narnia. Haven't read those. Yeah. I've read Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, The Magician's Nephew. How far did I get? I think I read The Horse and His Boy. And whichever one comes after, maybe Prince Caspian. Have I read Prince Caspian? I don't know. This is what I mean. I know for sure I've read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, not just because I read it this year, but because I do remember reading it as a child. But I never finished reading them, and I'm like, why? Why did I not finish reading them? I mean, probably because I read A Horse and His Boy and was like, are the rest of them like this? Sorry, Mr. Lewis, but that one's not great. I mean, to be fair, I was also like 12 when I read it, so maybe I should give it another chance. But yeah, Chronicles of Narnia, I should get on that.
Well, I'm sure that's even like, I keep talking about everything in piles, right? So anyone who's ever like read a series or like you buy the box set or the whatever, but then like you don't finish and like
Yeah.
like why haven't you? Those are books you should have read at least, right?
Yeah, totally.
I'm trying to think if there's, well, I mean, obviously, as I mentioned, the Southern Reach trilogy. But I'm trying to
Right.
think if there's any other like series where I kind of
I
like
can't think of
tapped
any
out.
others that I've abandoned, mostly because I am a completionist at heart. And I find it very difficult to not just finish. I even read most of the Shopaholic books, which were terrible.
Mean, hey, good on you.
I mean, you know what? Like the first couple were fine, which was why I continued reading some of the other ones. But like by the time we got, it was bad. They were bad. Sorry to say.
Well, it's one of those things too where it's, when I look at, I have the stack of books right next to me, right? And it's like, yeah, why haven't you read these by now? Or like, we have spent our lives in the service industry. We know like first in, first out, right? Like you need to be, if you buy a new book, you should at least read the other one. Or like, but it's this weird thing of even when you buy a brand new one, it's like, oh my God, this one just came out. Like, and then you don't read it right away. Or like,
Right.
it's so hard to get your head in the right place for like each book, I think maybe. I don't know. It's just hard sometimes.
It is. It really is. I mean, like, okay, so here's another one. I'm just looking at my Goodreads books I want to read list. I still haven't read Gone Girl. I still haven't seen Gone Girl.
Haven't seen Gone Girl?
No.
I was going to give you a pass on not reading, but I am quite surprised you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I think because it was one of those ones that I got it into my head that I wanted to read it
Read first,
first,
yeah.
which is hilarious because at this point I know the twist. Like, nothing is being preserved here. So like, why haven't I read this? Why haven't I at least seen the movie? Like, was that David Fincher?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, why haven't I seen it? I don't know. I mean, that would be a whole other unrelated to books episode of movies I haven't seen yet that I should have seen by now, and that would be quite long.
It's just the list of ones that, like, because I'm that little bit older than you, but because we're the same person in my head, then you say the name of them, and I'm always like, what?
Well, like the ridiculous thing about Gone Girl is like my sister has seen it, my parents have seen it. Somehow I just missed this.
You know what happens? I think most of the ones that I have on my Kobo that, like, in my head, I should have read by now, they're all much more recent ones that, like, I should have read when they were popular. But then, like, now it's that little bit past where then I'm like, oh, well,
Yes.
I'm gonna read it, but, like, who's gonna want to talk about it?
I know, so annoying, right?
Because, yeah, like, because that's what it was. Like, I kept seeing them on Bookstagram, so I got all of them. Or, like, you were talking about them, like, A Discovery of Witches, 10,000 Doors of January, Felix Ever After, The Black Kids. Like, how have I not read these?
Felix Ever After is so good.
I know, and I know it'd be one like I'd get through so fast. Like, there's just, I mean, so many witch books. Clearly, I should be reading those this fall. Or even like, yeah, like I got Lovecraft Country because the show was coming out, and it kind of turned into that exactly like Gone Girl, right? Like, I was like, oh, well, like I'll read this first, and then obviously you never did.
Oh, I forgot that that was. It's a graphic novel? Or is it a book?
Lovecraft Country?
Yeah.
It's a book.
Okay. I don't know why I thought
there
it was
might be like a graphic novel version, but
okay.
But yeah, no, it's by Matt
Because they
Riley.
canceled that show.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, well, guess I'm gonna read it. Just like Paper Girls, guess I'm gonna read it.
Yeah. Or you know, like we loved Courtney Summers, so I like got the project, or even all these ones like The House on the Cerulean Sea or Everywhere You Don't Belong. All these ones, yeah, like it was just I feel like all of my Kobo ones are like ones that I should have read because they were all new releases and new and I could have talked about them and then now it's just like, oh well.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? God.
Well, even like I've read a little time. I haven't even started Walden. Did I? I don't know. But like I have Walden and Emily Dickinson's Gardening Life, which is like those are the ones that I want to read for research for things. Like, why haven't I read those then? Those are ones I absolutely should have read.
Mm-hmm.
But because they have that, you know, that goes into another pile where it's like a tinge of like work.
Right.
Not in that their work, but that they're leading towards work, yes. Right? Because they're technically research for my own writing.
Yes, I
so just
I
like you just like immediately
well,
know that it's like different, right? Like it's
Because I have like a bunch of Portal fantasies I want to read that are going to be specifically like me researching what people are doing.
Yeah,
with Portal fantasies.
So then like immediately it's this weird thing where like not taints it, but it does. You just your brain, or especially at the very least, how I assume because. The way our brains work.
Yes.
Is it puts that different, it puts a little
film
on it. Yeah,
it sort of puts
it
into
like
homework category.
Yeah.
Yeah, weirdly. It was like, why... I have a bunch of perfume books I still haven't read because again, in my brain, I'm like, that's research.
Yeah, I have so many like comic graphic novel ones. So one about lettering, one's about creating story, one's about like, I think, yeah, I have like four total. It's kind of like a series in like different ways of just basically stuff that like absolutely like you should know and have that knowledge behind you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly it, right? It's like, oh well, do I want to read that or like read a quick thriller for the afternoon? Mm-hmm. Or what, you know, like
I know,
man. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. That's a whole other pile of I should have read these by now,
right? I know, truly nuts.
Workbooks. Okay, I think,
like this.
I feel like we should commit right here and now.
Okay.
To everyone listening, that by the end of this year, so 2022, mm-hmm. for anyone listening in a different timeline or time zone, that we will read one.
Okay, thank God.
One of the books that we have talked about today.
Amazing. It is not going to be The Stand. I'm telling you that right now.
Okay, that's fair. But then I think we need to name said book.
Okay.
At the very least then. I know, right now I'm starting to like feel pressure.
It's also not going to be Parable of the Sower. That's simply not happening.
Yeah.
It's going to be either Persuasion,
yeah,
or 21 Things You May Not Know About the Indian Act. It's going to be one of the two.
Okay. We're writing that down.
Okay.
Jen is reading one of those books.
Yeah.
By the end of this year. So we have 3 months.
Yes.
Technically it's 2.5, but realistically it's 3. Okay. I am going to read... I'm going to say 2 because my first pick is Ghost World.
Okay.
And it is a graphic novel, so technically I know I will read it faster.
Right.
So then I will also pick The Devil Finds Work, which is that James Baldwin
amazing.
Book of film essays, because it's a little small.
Perfect.
It's like 125 pages.
I mean, I may have also picked mine based on size, so.
Which is why, and that's why, like, because this is small and Ghost World... So like,
yeah,
I will read those 2 by the end of the year.
Okay.
And then we can at least tick off something in the books that we should have read by now.
Yes.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Committed.
Goals.
Committed.
It's good to have them. Need to get me a different copy of Persuasion, though.
Done. The library. Easy.
Yep.
There's so many books on my Kobo. Oh my god.
I know, I didn't even. I mean, to be fair, I actually did forget that I had a bunch on there.
Well, and that's just like the general sort of to be read TBR shelf discussion of the like, never mind books that we just should have read by now. We just have all these books that we have yet to read.
Oh, yeah.
And because I have such limited shelf space, and because I have been really good about using the library or at least getting books on my Kobo, I'm not getting piles, so I'm not seeing. And that's the issue,
Right.
right? Is it's as if I've closed the door, so then I don't know what's behind there.
Right.
And like, there's only 73 unread books on my Kobo, plus the however five that I read. So like, a solid 80. That's an 80. I don't even have 80 books on my shelf that I haven't read.
Oh, I do.
Yes, I know.
At this point, it's certainly over 100.
But we're getting there. We're crossing off
Oh,
at least one right
God.
now. We're
That's
getting
true.
there.
That's true. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All the books I got for Christmas last year, I have
Yeah.
not read a single one of them.
Did you get books for your birthday?
Yes, but I was very responsible about the books I asked for. Okay, so this is speaking of categories that you put books in. I asked for a bunch of like books on writing, so like a bunch of the Ursula Le Guin ones and like ones that are more like writing craft books.
Okay. As a side note, could I
And
get a list of those books?
yes, once I remember which ones I actually got. Oh, I got Annie Dillard's The Writing Life.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then I got the Carmen Maria Machado's short story collection, Her Body and Other Parties. And I think that was like most of it. So they were all, I was like, short stories don't count. I was like, these other craft ones don't count.
Yeah, because
So,
that they're slightly more in that work category.
right, they fall in a different category. So it's like,
Books that I could write off as for tax purposes for a business.
although they've been gifted to me, so like,
I know, but you know what I
yeah.
mean.
But
Work books,
yes, I
yeah.
was like, oh no, this is
Responsibility books,
learning.
yeah. Learning, learning.
This is professional development.
Oof.
So, woo. That's what I did.
Ah,
Very
amazing.
responsible. Yeah.
Love it, love it. So yeah, we're gonna everyone has these piles and that's like it's not even books that, it's not even like like when you were in school and like you had those books that you didn't want to read. These are all books that I want to read. Whatever.
Right. I mean, this is the ridiculous thing, right? It's like I do want to read these. This isn't even,
Yeah.
yeah, it's not even like having Flaubert's Parrot on my shelf for over a decade because I've been putting it off for some reason. Yeah, like there were books I definitely didn't read in school because I was like, I don't want to read this.
Yeah.
But no, all the ones that I have, especially since I did my big, huge book purge,
Yeah.
they're all ones I want to read. I just haven't yet.
It's tough. One day we will
Oof.
have the time to just read and write and knit
Will
and
we?
craft and make and create and we might be 87, but it will
Okay.
happen.
I trust you.
But in that meantime, if all of you have books that you should have read by now,
Yeah.
those ones that you've like tucked away with, you have that, good intentions, good intentions. Sometimes you just want to know that it's on the shelf for you, or that you're like, oh my God, I have to have this, but
Exactly.
it's like sometimes like with knitting, like I do a lot of knitting that doesn't necessarily involve fancy things or finishing. It's the process for me. Sometimes, so like books, it's kind of the opposite. It's not the reading, it's just the having and knowing that it's there for me. But Either way, let us know what is sitting on your shelf, physical or proverbial, that you haven't read yet. Let us know. Hit us up on Instagram. Find my blog post at anotherbookontheshelf.com. And we've committed. We are each going to read those books that we have said. It will happen.
Yes.
We're going to be back in 2 weeks for our fourth year anniversary hangout.
Woohoo! Four. Oh my God. That's bananas.
Yeah, life was different 4 years ago for 1,000 reasons, which we will talk about in 2 weeks. Because then we're deep in October. We're going to have a hangout. We're going to talk about spooky things. It's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you then. You know where to find us. Hit us on the website, Instagram, Another Book Podcast. I swear maybe you'll see my face again one of these days. I've been posting stuff, just not my face. You know, whatever.
I have not been posting stuff. Apologies.
But again, as we blame for all the books that we should have read, August and September.
Nope.
Either way, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.